This is one of these scripture passages where I think it's worthwhile saying, and this is the gospel of the Lord. They got to do this over. My sisters and brothers, this is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful account, a resurrection story. And there's so much in this for us. We are part of it. God included all of humanity to hear this, understand it, respect it, and believe it. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, because we're going to enter back into this scripture passage here this morning, and we're going to walk through it, almost kind of pretending we are those two disciples that are walking from Jerusalem to their village called Emmaus. You know, it's kind of interesting because these two disciples are not the apostles. Not at all. The apostles are somewhere else. They're in a room, an upper room. We hear that at the end of the scripture passage here today. These are two followers of Jesus Christ. These are two followers that somewhere along the path, they were mesmerized by his teaching. They couldn't get enough of it. They stuck right with him. Who knows how many miracles and healings they witnessed? Who knows how many times they had lunch or supper together, or maybe they witnessed Jesus breaking bread amongst them and serving them? Who knows how many times they thought and scratched their heads wondering, who is this guy? How does he know all this? And yet they continued to follow him and follow him and follow him. And not only did they follow him for those 3 years, but the name we hear in this storyline here today, this Cleopas, the other one is anonymous. We're not really sure who he or she is. But Cleopas is one of these fellows that was mentioned in a couple other places in Scripture. He was there in Jerusalem. He was there. He witnessed the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. He knew he was placed in the tomb. He knew the tomb was sealed. So when he spent the rest of that 3 days in Jerusalem and actually celebrated the actual Passover itself, and when he was leaving on that third day, he couldn't believe it. How could this happen to his best friend that he followed for 3 years? How could they crucify him? How could they do this? So he and this other disciple decide, okay, we're going to go back home. The party's over, if you want to call it that. The celebration is over. And they head back to Emmaus. And they're downcast, as we hear in our scripture passage. They're down. They just feel so bad. And they're talking about all these things that have taken place to one another. And who walks up behind them? Jesus himself. And he comes up with a very provocative question. He sees what they're talking about, and he sees they're looking down, and he says to them, what are you discussing as you walk along? What a question. That alone in itself is going to bring out a conversation and a description. And then one of them, Cleopas, then said to him, get this, talking to God himself, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place here these days? Can you just imagine talking to Jesus Christ that way? They didn't recognize him. How would we feel if we said something like that to the Lord? Yes, sometimes we do. And then, of course, Jesus comes back with the second question. As he replied to them, he says, well, what sort of things? What was it? Jesus wanted to hear it from themselves back to him. So they recounted of all the things about Jesus being mighty indeed and going back and forth, and that he died on the cross, he was crucified, and they were hoping that he was going to redeem Israel. They were really hoping that. They didn't really understand even yet, even though how many times that they heard the scriptures, Jesus teaching them themselves, they didn't comprehend because they were so distressed by his passing and his death, they forgot about all that. They couldn't quite grasp all that. Doesn't that happen to us once in a while in life when we are put in duress and something tragic happens to us? All of a sudden our lives are turned upside down. Where do we turn? God is telling us today as we go further into scripture passage, he says, come to me. I will give you rest. Let's go back into this. As he continues to move on, and then of course then they share that there was some women is also here. This, I don't know who you are, man. You haven't heard about any of this stuff. Some women came to us this morning and said that this guy who was crucified, he's not in the tomb anymore. He rose. And they tell us he's alive. Wow. Just think about that. Well, what happens next? After Jesus hears this full account, he has another very important statement to tell those two fellows and us. This is key. And this is what he said. Oh, how foolish you are. How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Think about that. Jesus was pointing right back to everything I taught them, taught those two disciples for 3 years, and how slow they were to take that into heart and put it into action when it counts. Jesus is asking us to look deep into our own souls today and come to him and trust him and believe in him regardless of the situation that's placed before us at any moment in our lives. That's what Jesus is asking us to do. And yet, they didn't do it, and they were with him. They were with him for 3 years, and they still didn't recognize him. They still couldn't figure out what was going on, and they were still slow to believe in their hearts. You know, let me just talk a little bit about believing here just for a moment. We're all called to believe, aren't we? And I believe that we all have disbelief as well. Do we know anyone who is a full pedigree believer? Do we know anybody? Because if we did, they would be moving mountains. They would be doing that before us. Because there is a little bit of that disbelief, I think, in each and every one of us. And I believe that God is taking our lives day by day, week by week, giving us experiences. He's actually inviting us to get to know him better, to have a more of a personal relationship with him, to take that word of God, open up those scriptures, listen to him, and believe in them. That's what Jesus, in a sense, is saying right here in this gospel passage right here, reminding them that they were slow to heart. So what does Jesus do then? He starts right from the beginning with Moses and all the prophets, and he interpreted to them all that referred to him in all the scriptures. That had to be the most unique, unbelievable sermon that those two disciples ever heard in their life. For Jesus to go back and reaccount everything that referred to him in the scriptures to bring to light what was supposed to happen, what timeline, that he was going to die, that he was going to rise on the third day. They even pointed back to that in the first part of the gospel because they said it's the third day, and they still didn't see it. Jesus went back to them and reminded them of it all. And guess what? They still didn't recognize him. They still didn't quite believe. Sometimes in our lives, what does it take for us to believe in Jesus Christ? What is it? What does it take? We're all different. We're all going down a different path with our own challenges and experiences and everything else. But what has to take place in our lives to awaken us to no longer be blind, but to say, yes, this is Jesus in our life? So let's go back to scripture here again. They get to the house. Jesus is about to keep going on, and they say, stop. Come in with us. Jesus says, okay, I will. And what happens? Jesus takes the role of the host. Typically, it's the host of the house that sets the table and breaks open the bread. Jesus sits down with them He takes the bread, picks it up, thanks God, gives the blessing. He breaks it right in front of them. And then their eyes were opened. Then they recognized Jesus for the first time after spending almost 2 to 3 hours on a journey, walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Wow. So what about us? What about us? Where do we go? What is God asking us to do? I think there's three strong messages in this gospel passage today. One is, do we have a clear understanding on what Jesus is telling us in the scriptures? Do we take the time to go to them each and every day, hopefully and prayerfully, and say, God, what can you tell me today? That's why I started out our gospel today. Let us listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us listen to him personally. He's got something to tell us. He had a lot to tell these two guys going to Emmaus, didn't they? And they still had a problem recognizing him. Then I think the other important thing is, sometimes in life we are slow to believe. What does it take? Only you and I, in our own hearts, can answer that. Only you and I in our own hearts. Because what happened after Jesus said that blessing and their eyes were open? What did they say? They said, were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened those scriptures? My sisters and brothers, are our hearts burning for this Lord who has promised us the gift of eternal life? Do we take the time to let our hearts burn for everything he promised us that he will fulfill if we believe in him? That's what Jesus is asking us today as we celebrate this third Sunday of Easter, the resurrection story. Jesus Christ rose so we can rise. Do we believe that? I say this all through Christ our Lord. Amen.